Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, the DJ that I'm going to speak with tonight, I can say that I knew him when we were both students at Syracuse University. He ended up transferring out, heading to New York, working with the likes of DJ AM, rest in peace, and Mark Ronson, and is now one of the biggest DJs in the world. He DJs at all the elite clubs and was recently even featured in a movie, Project X. Yeah, he was the DJ in that movie as well. His name is Jesse Marco. He's also got a track called Daddy Cool. And oh, by the way, April 5th, he'll be at URI. Jesse, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm really well, Ralphie. Thanks for having me.
Like I mentioned, you DJ at all of the big clubs, not just in the U.S., but across the world, and you've DJed for some really big names. I got to imagine at this point, it's really tough for you to get starstruck, huh?
Oh, nah, man. I'm starstruck all the time.
Really?
You know, I kind of look at it like, if I turn around and like Jay-Z or Puffy or Prince or like, you know, anybody, I'm always really just really grateful and like, my God, this person is like liking what I'm doing. This is awesome.
And not only are these celebs at your parties, but I mean, you know, they do come up in the DJ booth, say what up, and even give you requests, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, of course, you know, like certain people want to hear certain things and they want their songs or whatever, but someone will always come up and like try to stump me, you know what I mean? And try to be like, oh, you don't have that? Like, oh man, you know what
really?
I mean? I remember, like, most specifically Tom Ford, like a really long time ago, like came up to me and asked me for this like really old like Tiana and the Belmonts like, you know, doo-wop record, and like, and I almost felt like he asked me because he thought I didn't have it, and I like totally had it. And he was like, oh, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, man, I love this song. Like, anyway, whether or like I'm in a little club where there are a lot of like, you know, celebrities, or I'm doing like a big show, like I'm doing up at, you know, Providence, for example, mm-hmm. you know, it's all kind of like incorporates all the elements.
Or for that matter, maybe you're on the silver screen. How did this Project X movie and your involvement come about?
It's kind of funny. I was playing a show in L.A., and one of the producers of The Hangover was there. He came up to me, and he was like, hey, like, we got this part in this movie, and, like, you'd be perfect for it. And I was like, what? And I was like, okay, sure. We shot it a month later. I mean, that was dope. Like, I had so much fun doing it, and I'm so happy to see the movie do so well.
Being in that movie, Project X, I got to ask you, you throw all these big parties. What is the one key to throwing a big party, Jesse?
Girls.
Hey, the scenery doesn't hurt.
Just having lots of girls. I mean, you know, like at the end of the day, that's...
You'll feel right at home at URI for sure. We got Jesse Marco here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're going to talk about his new single, Daddy Cool, in a little bit as well. You know, you mentioned the different elements of your set, and it's, again, it's been interesting to see how your career has evolved, Jesse, because you're starting to find celebrity, even though I've known you for a minute. You're just a fan of music, right, at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was DJing and like lugging my crates around campus and stuff. And,
right.
I'm happy to sort of bridge the gap, I feel like, a little bit now, and sort of move into the more musical aspect of the business of DJing, because I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's awesome playing for certain people, and I want people to hear my music and I want people to feel it.
And we've seen this obviously, especially, you know, here on pop radio within the past few years, some of these DJs, you know, that were behind the scenes now becoming these huge superstars, and obviously that's got to help you out as well. But what do you make of this whole electronic dance movement? Because again, going back to your sets, you play some dance music, but you're mixing a lot of different genres, right?
Yeah, I mix it up. I mean, like, I was just taught from, like, the people that mentored me that, like, if a record is dope, like, play it. You know, the EDM thing is really big right now, and it's not slowing down, and I can't deny that, like, it's helping the DJ scene, so the genres are kind of blurred these days, you know? Like, the same person that likes Justin Bieber or something like that, like, likes Major Lazer.
By the way, real quick, what do you think of Bieber's new record?
This is so funny. Someone was telling me about it, and I was like, wait, he's trying to, like, do the sexy thing?
Like the Justin Timberlake thing.
Like, he's trying to, like, go all JT on them?
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. I can't hear it. Like, I can't hear it in my head. And then, like, I was in a cab going to the studio yesterday, and I heard it on the radio, and I was like, wow. Like, he's really doing it. I can't be mad. Like, he's killing it.
Well, again, the track is called Daddy Cool. We are going to spin it later tonight with the Daily Download. DJ Jesse Marco, hey, don't forget, he'll be at URI April 5th. That will be one big party. Jesse, as always, thanks for the time, man, and congrats on all the success.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.